Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. Today we're talking about identity shifts, really creating the life, the dreams, the desires that you're just so ready to not push off for next year or later, but really, really, really choosing the life, creating the life now that you want, not next year, not in 5 years, but now. So you're gonna see that the astrology, the energy, the human design of the earth, of our lives, everything is moving so much faster this year. You will feel transformations, insights, inner processes happening so much faster, new insights popping up every day, every week, not to overwhelm you, but because the frequency of the earth, the frequency of our bodies, of our consciousness, everything is rising. The divine feminine is rising. And the planet needs us to really live our embodied and aligned life in the sense of what is your soul and your heart calling you to do and be. We need all of us to live the authentic, real life that we really want, and not just the programming and the conditioning that we have been living from and living towards since so many years. Now, you're going to hear some passion in my voice today. You're going to hear some insights, some guided practices that you can implement for yourself right away. And I really want to start off by saying that you're not doing any of this to save yourself or because you're not good enough the way you are right now. Everything that I'm going to share right now, everything that I've always ever shared, is so that you can live the life and have the relationship with yourself and with life, the one that you really want, the one that feels loving and kind and supporting and empowering. Sometimes it also feels uncomfortable because you're growing out of your comfort zone. But in the end, at the end of the day, everything that we're doing here together is so that you can create and live the life that you really want, and not the life that feels like you are fighting against yourself or fighting against your body, or like not the life that feels like you're struggling because it feels like someone else is more powerful than you are, because that is not the case. Life, God, the universe, and you, we're all the same. We're all co-creating our life with God, with the universe, every single day. So let's act like it. Let's own our part of our responsibility and really stop delaying things for later and choosing ourselves now. So I was messaging with a client. When I work with one-to-one clients for more than a session, like multiple sessions, deep dive packages, months of one-to-one coaching, we message like all the time. Like this ongoing WhatsApp support is included in the package, which is really one of my favorite things. And also my clients, is because any time during any day when they have a question popping up, or not feeling clear about something, or any struggles coming up, they can always message me to ask me anything or just hear my perspective, my support on what they're going through. And so I was supporting my client who quit her job, I think 2 months ago, and we are building her business right now together. And I was supporting her with the next steps to take to get her first clients, to build her website, to start her podcast, doing all these things. And there's the physical side in any goal, in any desire, on in any dream that you want to build, whether your dream is to have a family, have a nourishing relationship, to have a healthy marriage, to start your business, to travel more, to keep doing the job that you do, but just create more freedom in your after work life. No matter what your goal, dream, or desire is, there are physical, actionable steps that we get to take, like build your website or start going outside, so that if you want a relationship and you're single right now, that you are physically in a opportunity where people could meet you. So there is, of course, the physical sides, which we do take, which sometimes fears, doubts come up around taking the physical step. And we work around those things so that you really end up doing it and not pushing it off for later. So these are the physical actionable steps, which are so important. When you do the things that you say you're going to do, that's where we create powerful changes. Now, next to the physical actionable steps, there's the energetic side, which especially when it comes to building your business or starting a new career or sharing your passions and maybe creating a side business with your passions, we sometimes get lost just in the physical aspects of what to do. And there's a huge energetic side that you can take. There's a huge energetic part in life that is here to support you, that you can always ask for support. Now, when it already, the simplest questions, when it comes to where will I find my first client, always check in with your body, with your energetic side, with the future version of you who already has the thing that you want. Ask that version of you, what would you have me do? What can I do today? What do you want me to embody? What do you want me to physically do to call in my first client? What do you want me to physically do to, like if you don't know how to create your logo, you're like, I need a logo, or I want a logo, I have so many ideas, or I have no ideas, and I don't know where to go from here. Take a few moments, breathe into your body, ask the future version of you, what message do you have for me? What colors do you want me to choose, and go from there. There's this whole side of creating our dream life where sometimes this journey feels isolating and alone, but you are never truly alone. Aside from friends, family, people who love you, you have God, you have the universe, you have probably the most important being in your life always inside of you and next to you that you can always ask for support, which is God and the universe and the future version of you, which already exists within you. And so often the topic of worthiness, of feeling alone, comes up in the process of reaching our dreams and desires. But when we continuously show ourselves that we are worthy of support, worthy of asking our heart, our future version, or just God, the universe, multiple times during the day for support, we show ourselves, A, that there's so much support around you, and B, that you are worthy of receiving the support. Like, you don't need to struggle in order to find out. There will be challenging times. There will be especially uncomfortable emotions and sensations coming up, but struggle is not something uncomfortable coming up. Struggling is being in the mental mindset of suffering, right? Like, moving through something hard doesn't mean you're suffering. Going through a hard workout can be so empowering, can be so good, but it doesn't feel like you're suffering. Suffering is a state of mind. Suffering is when you feel so disconnected from God, universe, and yourself, when you feel so disconnected from hope, from faith. Suffering is when you almost lose belief and faith in yourself and the creator, that it's all here for you. So a big identity shift that gets to take place as you decide to fully choose yourself this year, every year moving afterward, now and forever, you choose to choose yourself and you choose to follow all your dreams, desires, and goals. The identity shift that gets to happen is that A, you are supported. You are so divinely supported. You never have to do anything yourself. You are so loved. You're so supported. B, that you are worthy, that you do get to have it all. If you have a desire, God gave you that desire because God wants you and needs you to go on that journey of fulfilling that desire. The desire that you have, it's not given to you just because life wants to see you suffer. No, that desire was given to you because you are meant to go on this journey of becoming the person who then has and lives and embodies that desire. And there are, one of my favorite ways to recognize that is that we all have such different dreams, goals, and desires. I mean, at the end, everyone wants to feel happy, grateful, healthy, and at peace and feeling freedom. But the way this plays out is so different. I mean, I have clients, they want to travel. I have clients, they want to have a relationship where they have three healthy babies. I have clients who want to keep working at the job that they live, but they just want to not feel so burnt out and overwhelmed at the end of their workday. These are all such different dreams. I have clients who want to live in the States, who want to live in Australia. I have clients who want to express themselves freely, whether it's in sex, whether it's in communication, in content, in all these different areas. But all these specifics of what they desire are so different. And all these desires are each person's unique path. And so you are so worthy of living out your desire. And it's okay if that desire does not always feel super easy, super fluffy, and like sunshine and rainbows. That's not because you don't get to be on a path of sunshine and rainbows. You do get to have it. But if there's in your body, in your life, in your energetic and emotional body, if there's heaviness, trauma, fears, blocks coming up, it's not a bad thing. It's a normal thing. But these are stuff and things that was already inside of you. That desire, going on the path of fulfilling that desire, simply awakened that thing, for example, that doubt that was already inside of you. And now you have the opportunity, the beautiful opportunity, the beautiful invitation to work with it, rewrite it, and release it. And afterwards, you will feel so much freer and more embodied in your power, because through releasing that doubt, through releasing that fear, through releasing that block, you have created more space to feel the deeper power, the deeper confidence, the deeper wisdom that has always been inside of you. We're not getting something outside of us. We're awakening deeper parts within us by releasing the layers of shadows, releasing the layers of heavy things that were blocking it before. So number three was, you're so worthy of receiving your desires and becoming the person who has and lives and embodies those desires. And now this is the path where you get to devote to your desires. You get to devote to this journey. Just when something hard comes up, don't give up. It's okay to cry. It's okay to curse for a few moments, and then shift your energy, shift your mindset, do the inner work, do the somatic and emotional healing work to rewrite it, to work with it, to gain and extract the wisdom of those situations. And then you can move forward with the energetic and the physical actionable steps that you're then meant to take as the next step. And now this is the work that I do with you in one-to-one deep dive coaching packages, where if you have a specific desire, a specific goal that you are so fully committed and focused on fulfilling and creating and embodying this year, I want to support you with that. I'm here to support you with that. This is the focus. This is my expertise, what I've been working with since over 10 years to support you in creating the life that you really, really, really want for yourself. And all the stuff that comes up in that process, alchemizing and transforming that in a long-lasting, sustainable way. So I would love to support you with that, whether it's through one-to-one deep dive coaching or just a singular session. If you're like, I just need this like one-time support for right now, and then I know how to move forward, this is what the 90-minute healing sessions are here for. And if your big goal and desire for this year is to liberate your relationship with your body, with your pleasure, with your sexuality, releasing shame and guilt, old trauma, and deep-rooted blocks around your femininity, around you feeling and empowered in your body and around your sexuality, the Remembering the Goddess retreat that we're doing this year, this is the fifth retreat that we're doing together, this retreet is for you. It's a 5-day retreat where you're guided step by step through powerful ceremonies to rewrite your relationship, old trauma, old stories with your body, with your pleasure, and with your sexuality, and really embody the inner goddess that is within you and that you get to live as every single day. I'm putting the link for all three things in the show notes, and you can also click the link in my bio on Instagram at Soul Coach Nikita to learn more about all of these. And if you have any questions, if you're unsure about something, you can always message me, and we can just message with each other on Instagram, send some voice notes, and get to know, first of all, where you want to go and how I can support you best with that. I love you, and you've so got this to create every single thing that you want this year and every single year afterwards as well. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram, and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.